can take control of the airwaves as we launch into hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
Angard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Go right back into your phone calls and back to Evan in Michigan. Evan, who you're in, is it high school, government high school?
No, I'm actually going to college right now. I'm at a university.
Oh, okay. And it was in one of your classes at the university where the teacher was just extolling the virtues of socialism, just coming right on out. No need to put any cover over what she was trying to say. She came right out and said she thinks that America should be more socialist, right?
Yes. I mean, if she didn't, like, you know, just blur it out, but, like, kind of subtly said, like, the capitalist system we have doesn't work, and I think that we should move towards a more socialist, you know, government system.
Well, I think what we could probably, I mean, did she? I would assume that if she made a statement like that she would have defended that socialism doesn't work. I mean, she would have had to defend that obvious argument that socialism in the last century failed miserably.
She didn't address that because I kind of like interjected it and was like, wait a minute, it doesn't work, you know, and we shouldn't move towards it. But someone else in my class was like, well, I've been researching socialism, and it makes more and more sense. And I'm like, no.
Oh, man.
Well, it does make sense.
On paper, maybe.
Right. From an academic standpoint, you think, well, I'm smart. I solve problems well. Here's a problem. I'll solve this one. Here's how I'll solve it. Da, 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 da. You know, so yeah.
Take this from him and put it over here.
Sure.
Yeah, it's
and
like that old
around.
Dennis Moore skit with Monty Python.
I need more means of production over here. I need more labor pooled over there. You know, I'll move these people around. These people are my pawns, and everything they have is mine. You know, I mean, it basically turns the person who's thinking about the socialist system into God. And you know what? They're not. Even if they became king of the world, they're not God, and socialism won't work. Being king of the world won't work. The only thing that will work is everyone being king of everything, you know, their own stuff.
Here's, sorry, Ian.
I was just going to say, your original call was asking us, well, what could you say? And you tried a couple of things by referencing the Nazis, and of course, people are, they when you bring up Nazis, people just shut down. They don't even consider that could be possibly the same as what they're talking about, even though Nazis stood for National Socialists, basically.
Right. I mean, you know, I think that in his one particular instance, it might have been okay to bring up Nazis because they were, in fact, National Socialists.
I didn't say it was a bad idea, just that it kind of led to a dead end eventually. What I would say is, you know, bring it down to its essence and ask the person or the teacher or whoever it is you're talking to, and you're in a classroom situation, well, you know, that's fine and all if you guys want to go and join your little socialist system, but what if I decide I don't want to participate? What will you do to me?
Right. What if I don't want to give up my stuff in order to, you know, to make it better for the whole out there? What if I like my stuff?
And you know what else you can do? You can ask this professor, a female, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Ask her, do you celebrate Thanksgiving? And if she says, yes, I do, then you say, do you know why you celebrate Thanksgiving? And then if you can pull up the notes of Governor William Bradford, he actually explains that they, of course, try to institute, as he says, the platonic ideal.
I think that's good for the professor. I think it's good for the professor. Maybe she will actually look that up. Likely she won't because people are so
ideas. It would be up to him to look it up, and he could say, well, here's what they did.
Right. But,
and Bradford tried to go with Plato, and Plato has a socialist society run by this, you know, the platonic oligarchs, the philosopher kings, where they have no private property. It's all common property, and Bradford said it's in a very, very brief little piece. You can read it. It's like one paragraph. We tried it, and we nearly starved. Nobody
had
any incentive to work, blah, 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 blah.
And they had theft going on.
Absolutely, and it brought up greed and avarice because some people were saying, how is it possible, and resentments, how is it possible that I'm working productively and this other person isn't working as hard and they get some of my stuff? He spells it all right out there from the 1600s.
I agree that it's a very motivating story. I disagree that in a classroom discussion where you have moments to exchange with a teacher and there's cheerleaders popping their gum and people are, you know, fiddling around, that you don't have these people's attention. I like Ian's approach, which is, well, what if I don't want to play? What if I want to keep my stuff? What are you going to do with me, do to me?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Do you realize that your system advocates aggression against me?
Yeah.
Like, you are a tyrannical bastard.
Yeah, and all the other kids will see it.
All I'm proposing is people being free to do what they want.
Right.
Yes, some people will be hurt in a system, you know, some people will be, you know, will do better, and some people will do worse in a system where the free market rules. But just so you know, they'll do better and worse in your system, and you'll be controlling the world like some kind of mad dictator, just like George Bush, who you hate. You stinking fascist.
No, that's a great way to pull it
well,
out.
I don't want to hurt his feelings like
no,
that.
You don't say stinking fascist.
No,
you
ask questions.
Those 2 points, those first 2 points, which is, what are you going to do to me if I don't want to play? And do you support violence against me? Do you support perfect. Aggression against me?
Yeah. Start there and let us know what happens, will you?
All right, yeah. I just, one more thing. I just want to say that, I want to come, I don't want to make her look like a complete fool because
oh, it's okay.
She's a really nice lady, you know?
That's okay.
And she's indoctrinated like the rest of us, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a problem making her look like a fool because you know she's taken a foolish position and she is dictating it to the rest of the class from this position of authority. And if you can break her down and you can make it so she can't answer your questions or she changes the topic or is embarrassed or
well,
whatever,
she's going to change the topic.
Right. If you can make her look bad, then you have won. Then all of the other people in that classroom will be wondering, huh. What's that guy have to do? I mean, I'm going to talk to him after class.
There's
going to
be a lot of people who will be shaken up a little.
Yeah,
that'd
the gears
great.
Are going to be turning on that one, and you
and
don't have to be concerned.
You
don't have to be concerned with what this woman thinks. What you need to be concerned with is the 100 people that are sitting in there. What they're thinking. I'm sorry that she has to be sacrificed on the altar of liberty here, but she's already gone down the socialist road,
and she's too old to save.
There you go.
Yeah, good point.
Maybe she'll come on board eventually someday, but in the meantime, use her and abuse her, my friend. Thanks for the call. And let us know what happens, dude.
And
appreciate
screw
it.
Your grade.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's just school. 800-259-9231.
You know, I figured out today why I didn't like college, why it just didn't work for me. It's the business model. I don't like college's business model. I pay them. They tell me what to do.
Yeah.
It's the only place you can get that. The only other place you can get that is government.
Yeah,
where they force you to pay and they tell you what to do at the same time.
Or
I like a system where they pay me and tell me what to do, or I pay them and tell them what to do. But not I pay them and they tell me what to do.
You could be a masochist and going to a prostitute. So then there's another thing that you could be doing.
Yeah, there could be that.
Paying for someone to tell you what to do.
However, I've never I don't like that business model either.
I don't want to sound too callous towards the socialist teacher, but I am somewhat callous.
Well, I think it'll make her think. Those two questions really would make her think.
You know, if you really feel for this teacher, then you could, approach her after class and say, look, Mrs. Socialist, I just want to apologize for doing that in front of the rest of the class, but I couldn't, I just couldn't stand for you talking about socialism in this way when so many people have died at the hands of socialist and dictatorships.
You know, I had a great professor named Celia Benabib at BU for my politics and philosophy class, and she was awesome because she was a socialist big time. And, but she was open to argument, and it was great. We'd argue about Plato, and I'd make my points, and it was great. So if the professor is interested in, really freely exchanging ideas, you can just say, no disrespect to Professor so-and-so or Dr. so-and-so, but what happens when I don't want to comply? What if I don't want to play this? And
the
that's
gulag.
The way to do this. Yeah.
The gulag.
And you draw them out, and you say, one more question, would you force me? And, would you force me? And that's a great way to do it. And she's going to have to answer honestly. If you approach honestly,
game's up,
she'll do the same.
Right. What did I do to be forced to play by your game? I mean, I didn't decide that I was going to play by your rules.
Yeah.
So how is it that I'm obligated to be subjugated to whatever great idea you've got?
You might have
the greatest idea in the world, but what if I don't want to play? There's always going to be people out there that don't want to play. Are you going to put them in Siberia? Are you going to lock them up in gulags? Are you going to just chop their heads off? Are you going to be more like Hitler or more like Stalin?
Now, she might come up with arguments, well, if you live here, you tacitly accept this.
Oh,
that's
so I've got freedom, as long as it's the freedom to leave. Do I still have the freedom to complain?
Yeah, and then you've got to get into relative choices that aren't as good and how that does that.
Whatever happens, it'll be an interesting discussion, and I hope it happens so he can share it with us. 800-259-9231, and you as well, those of you in the world of high school and college. Don't be afraid to challenge your teachers. Please, you'll be the only one who does.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Anderson from Midas, March 24th, 2008, gold 9, 1890. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 9.45, 44, 4.65, 65 for half, 2.32, 83 for quarter. That's 9.45, 44, 4.65, 65, and 2.32, 83.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy them, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. And are you thinking about starting a business?
Well, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. A corporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, and trademarks. Use the code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. We continue with your phone calls and go to Dave in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave, North Carolina? Going once? Dave,
hey, I'm here.
Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I actually had a couple things. I just wanted to let you guys know about some lunacy going on here in Charlotte.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you know about the drought we've been having lately.
Did not know.
Down here in the South, we've had a pretty rough year, actually. Atlanta was a lot worse, but they just started the mandatory water restrictions. And, I mean, I think they said we cut back water usage by, like, at least 30 or 40%. And now that we've actually been getting some rain, people are still kind of conserving, I guess. And they have, like, a $15 million budget shortfall in Charlotte. And so, of course, they want to raise the price of water per gallon now.
Mm.
Now that, you know, now that they got us to conserve, they want to raise the rates on us. And it just seems kind of funny because, you know, a business that did that would probably lose all of its customers.
Mm. Well, it's interesting that people have problems or governments. It's interesting that there are these issues around the country with water and droughts. And if you look at what I think the problem is that governments are in charge of the water.
Yeah.
I mean, if we had the marketplace delivering water and we had competition in water services, then there would be no droughts. I mean, they would figure out ways to, get water from under the ground or whatever it is, whatever different ways the marketplace would come up with. They managed to get this done, whereas government, it's just another excuse to control you. When government government water department is having a problem, well, then that's just a reason to crack down and restrict when you can use your water and how much you can use. And if you're not using it on the right day, then they're going to cite you and fine you and harass you. And I mean, it's really just an excuse to increase the police.
Right.
State.
Not to mention the cost of the enforcement of the rules that they have. You know,
exactly.
they employ bureaucrats to go around in trucks and waste valuable fossil fuels by checking on people's lawns and stuff.
Yeah. And not to mention, you know, if there was more competition, there'd probably be many more and much larger reservoirs in case of a drought. You know,
absolutely right.
And I just think, you know, especially there would probably be more people that were interested in non-fluoridated water and things like that, too. I mean, I never actually thought about it being private until you just said that, Ian.
You'd actually have options. Can you imagine options in your water? it seems this is one area that I've thought about in the past, and I think that I don't understand the economics behind how water would be delivered in the free market. I know it would work better. I just have faith that it would work better because everything else works better. Water is important to life.
Energy, electricity,
heat, food, all these things are scarce resources. But we've been sort of scared that water's so scarce you can't waste a drop of this. Turn the water off while you brush your teeth, for God's sake. If your shower lasts more than 5 minutes, you're going to hell.
That's amazing. And isn't there
but
a dispute?
You're getting told that. So I wonder. Generally, when you buy things in bulk, you get more. So the people that use more water would probably pay less per gallon in a free market system than
probably,
the people that use less and conserve. And I'm just wondering how it would work to conserve water, because they would obviously want to conserve it to some extent, because it would be sort of unfair that they would have to go desalinate water and all that other stuff, and then I'd have to pay more per gallon.
But the people who would use a lot would still want to conserve. You know, that's the thing. The market is the best mechanism for conservation ever invented because people don't want to waste anything.
They have incentive, yeah.
Yeah, they have an incentive not to use as much water as possible. So even though they might be buying in bulk and, you know, getting special deals or something like that for the water, they would themselves be trying to be as efficient as possible for the usage of it. We'd all be more efficient because we'd be paying our own bottom line, and the demand would drive the cost, and the supply and demand would drive the cost rather than government regulators. It's a fascinating idea.
What would competition do to the world of desalination? I mean, you did mention that, and I don't know much about this, But imagine if we had a free market in water and desalination became a real possibility for people in that the products or the plants or whatever it is they needed to build in order to desalinate salt water would become cheaper based on competition. They would have more efficient ways to do it. And then who knows? I mean, they could sell the salt as well in order to subsidize
All that's true, sure.
So it's impossible for us to sit here and envision it because we don't really know what people in search of profits would do in the marketplace.
But I know it would be better, and I know we'd have options, and I know that we would be taken care of better on a customer service basis. I don't have a lot of complaints about the water delivery to my house and haven't in the past. Usually it's about billing or them not turning off a meter or something like that.
Yeah.
But I can tell you when it comes to trash pickup, it sucks to have the government do it. And now that I have a private individual do my trash pickup, because that's how they do it up here in New Hampshire, I've never had a problem. I've never heard them, never in some big noisy truck at 6 o'clock in the morning, never something left there that I'm not allowed to. You're not allowed to throw this away today. No, you can't throw this away today.
Well, I also wanted to talk about something completely different, if that's all right.
Yes, sure. Quickly.
I'm kind of glad you got three of you there. Maybe you can help me out. I'm a big Ron Paul fan, and I've read part of his paper on why we should have the gold standard, but I'm having trouble understanding the gold standard and how it relates to money supply because, you know, people's argument is that, oh, there wouldn't be enough of it and we wouldn't have as much growth as we have now, but
I don't know what they mean by. I'm not sure what they mean by growth. If by growth they mean inflating the money supply, then with gold you can inflate the money supply because there is a finite amount of gold out there, and that's a good thing.
I don't entirely agree with Ron Paul's gold standard. I think it's
you mean government imposed,
right? It's sort of a halfway step between real market currency, because in the marketplace people may decide to use gold. I'm sure they would as a currency. They would use things of value as currency. They would use gold, they would use silver, but likely they would use certificates for the delivery of 10,000 bananas.
Well, you know, this is
these commodities.
It's fascinating.
Then you start talking about barter, too.
Well, there are all sorts of things that pop up, but one of the things that I think needs to be dispelled is the idea that somehow growth in the economy, i.e., what we're really talking about, is growth in productivity. The key thing that everybody overlooks is what you want to do is allow for more items to be produced for less work. That's increased productivity. When you get increased productivity, you don't need to have an increase in the money supply. You just need to be able to get more for your dollar.
Also,
need to decouple those two thoughts.
In addition, it wouldn't matter if, and thank you for the call tonight, Dave, it wouldn't matter if the supply of gold was cut in half.
No.
It would just make the product more scarce and increase its value. That's all. So the world of gold and the world of this fiat currency that we have today are two totally different universes. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowegi.com. That's Sacrowegi.com.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called beta prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw Palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate is not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
You may not have heard, so listen carefully. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered, including asthma, pneumonia, flu, diabetes, AIDS, hepatitis C, the common cold, and dozens of others.
The details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, so that it will never be lost. The book is in simple language. You can make it in your kitchen.
In America and Africa, over 100,000 cases of malaria and other diseases have been successfully treated, and thousands of clinical trials have been run using the same formula. Download the first one half of the Miracle Mineral book free at www.miraclemineral.org.
So take back your health.
Go to miraclemineral.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
Angard and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. President Hillary Clinton, John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose which event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We go to your phone calls. Ken in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ken.
Hey, there's music.
Wow, nope, Ken's got his own soundtrack. I like that.
Ken?
That was pretty cool.
Do we still have Ken? Ken going once? Ken going twice?
I think Ken's playing electric guitar.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, so let me continue here with an email we started last hour, because we never actually finished it, and I wanted to make sure this man had the chance to make all his points about immigration that he wanted to make. Now, he's concerned about them illegal immigrants down there on the border murdering an alleged 25 Americans per day, according to his uncited source. He says that, guess what happens when you no longer have borders? You no longer have a country. Maybe patriotism's a quaint, old-fashioned notion to you. Maybe you feel corporate profits are more important than the safety of American citizens.
Well, I think that American citizens' safety is increased by illegal immigration in that
increased by illegal immigration?
Right. Their standard of living is increased, and with increased standard of living comes increased safety. Because illegal aliens make it, and legal aliens, and people moving to this country, they make products and services more affordable. Do you think that it is easy and cheap to work at a restaurant, or to eat at a restaurant, as, you know, currently they have an illegal alien washing the dishes, as if they had to hire me at $80,000 a year to wash their dishes?
Yeah, prices.
That's an excellent point.
Menu prices would probably go up, but I've never heard that comparison. I mean, we've heard a lot of the same sort of cliched points about immigration from the anti-immigration zealots like this gentleman, but I've never heard corporate profits juxtaposed against safety.
Well,
I'm not sure how
they think that by keeping open borders, you see, and I think Mark's point is just right. The allowance for us to have more expendable capital left in our pockets rather than wasting it on people who are possibly much more productive being in lower needs jobs. This guy, the accuser here in the email, is saying, well, you know, the corporations, they just want to get cheap labor because they don't want to have to keep moving all their factories overseas. They want to have all the cheap labor come here to the southern United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just terrible. You see, they're giving up our safety because all these people are committing them crimes and stuff out there, all them illegal immigrants. And so they're saying that the corporations are sacrificing our safety for their profits.
Yeah, it seems to me we can have both. With the free marketplace, we can have profits and we can have safety.
Seems to me if you've got money left over to be able to buy another handgun or to be able to pay for a private police force or a guard or put up a fence or something around your house or put up lighting that's a little more protective, or you have just fewer people who are in bad economic situations who might be driven to crime, you've got a safer society.
Right. Now, I'd like to point out that his quote about this the allegation that 25 Americans are murdered every single day by illegal aliens, again, he doesn't cite anything, and it seems pretty unbelievable to me. But even if it is true, let's pretend like it's true. Why would those people be murdered? Is it just because people want to come here and kill Americans? Is that going to be the new talking point about illegal immigrants? Is that like the terrorists? They hate our lifestyle. They want to come here and kill us all.
No, they're bad people. They're poor. They don't have the same morals that we do. They're desperate individuals. And willing to do anything.
But anybody that makes a claim like that, Mark, has never met immigrants. They've never met these wonderful, hardworking people that, for the most part, are coming here to make a better life for themselves, and there's nothing wrong with that. Look, murder's abhorrent. I don't care if it's an illegal immigrant who's committing the crime or an American-born citizen that's committing the crime. If you're murdering someone, that should be what we're dealing with. And it's really, this mentality is pushing people like Michael, who emailed in, into this collectivist mentality of, well, it's all the illegals. It's all these people coming across the border. See, there's killers in that group, and that means they're all possibly killers, and so therefore we got to keep them out because there's killers. Well, wait a minute, aren't there people in America that kill people too? Should we throw everyone
maybe
in America
out
while we're at it because there are killers among us here in America? I mean, this is just so ludicrous, this mentality that you should punish every single person that walks across the border because a couple of them might be bad
guys. If you look at the statistics about the African American community, and we can talk all about how the African American community is probably targeted more so than whites in general for crimes. But if you just look at the crimes and committed by African Americans according to the court system out there, you'd say that African Americans, we should just go on a killing rampage and kill them all, get them out of here, or ship them away in boats by this same sort of logic.
Right. If you believe
so, I ask Michael, if that's the case, I mean, if you believe this logic, do you support the wholesale slaughter of African Americans? Do you support rounding them up or gassing them or perhaps shipping them off to some other place? Maybe send them back to Africa like we intended to do with Liberia.
Statistically, they're in jail more and they're committing more violent crimes and things like that. And regardless of whether or not some of the laws drive these people into the underground, because we have the three strikes laws, we have the drug laws and things like that.
By the way, it's also true with American Indians. What do you intend to do about that, Michael?
Just to bring up an anecdote, when my friend Nadia was up from Siberia, over from Siberia, we ate at a particular restaurant, which will remain unnamed. I won't even tell you whether it's in New Hampshire or Massachusetts or any place else. In fact, I can't even remember the name of it, but I do remember one thing. She and I were talking about her immigration status and because she'd like to come to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who were serving us, the people who ran the restaurant, were almost all to a person undocumented. We even had a conversation with one guy who was an undocumented illegal alien. We got great service, very cheap, and I know I would have paid more if I had been in a restaurant that had a bunch of people who were American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you can talk about whether or not the illegal immigrants are somehow being exploited because they're illegal. I don't know. Whatever. But one thing's for sure. I had extra money left over in my pocket, and I'll use that money. That's what I want to be able to do with my life. I don't want a politician or the guy who emailed you to tell me I'm unpatriotic because I want to be able to get the most for my effort. That I want to be able to work with somebody who wants to give me services at a restaurant who comes from another country, just happens to come from another country and doesn't have the skills that somebody else does. And then eventually he will get the skills and he'll demand more money.
God bless America. He'll get a white picket fence. He'll marry, the woman of his choosing. They'll raise kids. And you know what? Three generations down the line, they'll have you, Michael. And you'll hate the next group of immigrants that want to come to this great country because your family was a bunch of immigrants. And back then, they didn't have the rules that they currently do.
Right.
It's just so sick to me. These people that benefit from a country of immigrants that then want to limit.
Yeah. Clampdown, as he says. Yeah. He says he wants a total clampdown on the border.
Wow.
Now, I just wonder if the people that are advocating this, if they have any idea what it is they're talking about.
It's the destruction of this country. They want to destroy the land of the free in order to make it a safe little domicile for white people.
Because you can't
have our culture the way it is. Currently, the culture that we've created with the Chinese food and the pizza and, the people that say Gesundheit when you sneeze, that culture is America, and you can't change it for a second.
Yeah, they can't have it both ways. You can't have liberty and a total clampdown.
And why is it that conservatives, who I always used to hear telling me, watch out for the national ID, watch out for the police state, they're going to come and try to get you, particularly the religious conservatives, who just a few years ago were warning me, why is it that they're all out there telling me we need a wall to keep out people and keep us in, we need IDs all over the place. What happened to these people?
More on the way. You can take control here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. That is the toll-free SACL CAI phone in line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy them on us. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. We mentioned Gardner Goldsmith's book earlier. It's Live Free or Die. Thanks. He mentioned you could get it on Amazon. We'd prefer you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. That way Amazon doesn't get all of the profits, and a small chunk comes our direction.
That's right. So I'm helping you guys. I'm helping me. And
everybody wins. Yeah. They get the book.
That's
they get the book.
Cool.
You get the good chunk of the profits. We get a much smaller chunk, and everybody wins.
I gave one to my mom just the other day because we've been moving around. She was missing a copy, and she's like, she's been sort of sick recently, and she's like, oh, this is too heavy. It's 2.2 pounds. It's really
big. It's a beast
big.
Of a book. There's no doubt about it. So you'll get your money's worth.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
So once again, that's Amazon.freetalklive.com, and if you know Amazon, you know it's not just books. 41 categories to shop in, as well as used items. So you can really get it all. I wonder if they're showing up on the used items list yet, Gardner.
I don't know. Not that I've seen.
That's
so
a good
far.
Thing. If it's not on the used items, it means people are liking it. They're keeping it. They're holding on to it. It's a keepsake.
Yeah. And by the way, for the ladies, there's a picture of my dad on the back, and he was one handsome man.
Is there a resemblance between the elder Goldsmith?
I'm not gonna say. I just can't judge. Women will have to tell me sometime.
Because I know I looked like my dad when I was in fifth grade.
But I do look like your dad.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, 800-259-9231. So shop there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut, and you get what you want. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. Real quick, more thoughts on this closed borders mentality, the idea that there are so many Americans out there that have become so frightened by propaganda that has been put out there via the mainstream media, as well as forwarded emails all across the internet, that the idea that immigration is a bad thing, or illegal immigration, which is people coming here without asking the government's permission, that somehow is a bad thing and it needs to be stopped, in this man's words, by a total clampdown on our border. You can't have it both ways. You either have liberty or you have control. Yeah. Okay, or something in between, which usually involves some level of control. So you've got liberty or control. Total clampdown means total loss of freedom.
Hey, by the way, I don't know if I told you guys about this, but over on our show we have this fake guy that I bring on. It's actually me through the phone. It's named Frank Narcolepto, and he's a spurious state legislator. And he comes up with all these ridiculous proposals. Like instead of Columbus Day, he decided to change it to Columbo Day so it would be politically correct. And, you know, everybody gets a cigar and a dirty old raincoat and stuff. It's very exciting. But he has a new initiative called the Borders Protection Initiative because he wants to protect our borders. And basically what it would do is it would outlaw all of the Barnes & Nobles in the United States, Philippines, and Guam. It's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah, because he likes borders better. You know.
So it's not going to work, by the way, the total clampdown, while it might... Well, you know, it might actually. It might actually be successful. If they totally crack down and they demand that all business owners, they check identification of all of their workers and they have these random, you know, searches and raids, randomly searching people's homes, looking for immigrants, they also raiding businesses. As we've seen, they've already started doing some of these things. They've already started raiding businesses. So if they really step that up, then eventually it will get to the point that America is so much of a police state that the, you know, the immigrants will just say, ah, screw it, we'll stay here in Mexico.
Well, because it's happening. Out in California, there was a report. Sorry to interrupt, but I just want to mention there was a report out in California about how there are fruits and vegetables that are rotting
on the vines.
They can't get people to pick it.
Right. Well, it will work as it progresses. You know, more and more. You know, as they crack down more and more. Yes, it will be more and more difficult for people to come here illegally, and they'll want to less and less.
It'll also be difficult for us to leave.
It's the it's also the productivity that comes. You can't be as productive in a police state. So we will destroy what freedom has brought us in this country.
Look at the small towns. There are some very small cities or towns along range of the border, the southern border, that have had some, they've seen some crackdowns by the INS, or ICE, I guess is what it's called now. They've had the federal government cracking down in that particular area, or the town will pass some sort of ordinance that will restrict illegal immigrants in some way, and they just find that there's this mass exodus of people that they just say, we're out of here.
Yeah, the towns are like ghost towns, right?
Right, yeah. Right. The economies are going off the, you know, over a cliff, and businesses that had a lot, you know, for instance, like a convenience store that was used to having workers coming in the morning to get their coffee and get a donut before they go out to work. They've seen their business just crash. I mean, there's nobody coming to buy stuff anymore. Right. So this is what's going to happen on a nationwide scale. It may not be as pronounced or as fast, but over time, the economy will just start to suck, and even worse than it is now. And our freedoms are going to be in the toilet because we're going to have this crazy immigration police state that they're proposing. I'm sorry. I don't want to live in that country. I love the idea that people should be free to come here and make a better life for themselves, and that's where it should end.
Yeah.
Don't take my money and give it to those people. Don't redistribute my wealth. So cancel the welfare programs. But some people will say, well, okay, that's a good idea, Ian. Let's cancel the welfare programs and then open the borders. As though that we can close the borders while we work on canceling the welfare programs. You can't have it that
right.
way.
Currently, the borders are relatively porous, so then you would have to go through the work of closing the borders. Why not go through the work of shutting down the welfare system that causes, you know, the undesirable sorts to come here and try to mooch off our system? By the way, actual welfare, we're just talking about, you know, state redistribution of wealth.
Yeah,
actual welfare. Most illegals don't use it because then they could be tracked.
Great
it's
point.
But,
and by the way, compliment to both of you gentlemen and to the people who tune into the show. I was just thinking as I was listening to you guys talk that, you know, it hasn't been since maybe I watched Buckley's Firing Line that I used to see this sort of real conversation about an issue. If you turn on the pop media, you don't get this sort of thing. You don't get a really satisfying for people who are just being introduced to this program. If they hear both of you guys talking and they hear the things you're saying, these are new ideas to some people, like that man who emailed in. And others who might be inclined to do the same thing. If they only hear it, it's just interesting to hear these new ideas and say, oh, wow, I didn't know that. That's really interesting. It's really, really great.
Thank you for that, Gardner. And people should start chewing over these ideas because time is of the essence here. The longer we wait before we make a stand for freedom, the more the crackdown is going to be, the more oppressive the government will become. But we've got to go to the phones. Ken is back on the line. We tried him earlier. Ken in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, a couple of factual things. Well, first of all, I would wonder how many people are murdered in the United States every day. You know, if 25 is true, is that 25 out of 200, 25 out of 50, 25 out of 1,000?
It's a good question. Not sure.
The second thing is a factual thing. Texas was admitted to the Union in 1845, not 1860-something, as your
I have to look it up.
And the Zero Compromise was in 1820, which didn't really have anything to do with the adoption of the Constitution.
Yeah, that's right. But they had already had...
I think it's a stretch to try to parallel the importation of slaves, which is what all these are about, things are about, and people sneaking across the border.
Well, there's an argument that's been made by some people that they say, well, look, just to address one thing that has been brought up and not brought up here on the show yet, some people say we're being invaded. The immigrants who are coming over and are invading us, which I then say, look, if you look up the definition of invasion, I don't know if you're making that sort of an implication, but...
No, I'm just saying I think it's a bit of a stretch to talk about the importation of slaves.
Yeah, well, but that's the thing.
The thing about it is,
if constitutionally they're saying that the clause that deals with the importation of certain persons is not about slaves, then
it is.
That's exactly right. Then in that case, there is zero provision for the federal government. There is no way anybody could even misinterpret the Constitution to say that it has anything to do with immigration of anybody else.
No, the only thing about immigration possibly is that if you're born in the United States, you're a citizen.
Right, so the Constitution, the Constitution says nothing about immigration.
Nothing else.
Nothing at all.
Except for the 10th Amendment that says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor by the states, shall be reserved to the states respectively to the people.
Yeah, and this is all
the federal government has no power in the area of immigration.
Well, and it's all presuming that you believe that, you know, the Constitution does anything at all. I mean, it is just words on a piece of paper, and the federal government is just an organized criminal gang. So, I mean, it's really just more of an academic exercise.
Yeah, but I think a couple of the points that he brings up are very salient. The thing about the Texas thing, it doesn't really matter, you know, when they were brought in, and you're absolutely correct. But the point is that when Texas comes into the Union and says that it's going to have its own immigration bureau, that indicates
that
the people...
Oh, that's because it was an independent country.
Right, but it doesn't matter. They reconstituted when they became a state. They had a new constitution when they became a state. And if they were going to become a state, they would consider those factors when they were writing their own state constitution.
Good call, Ken. We're out of time. Thank you for making it. It has been Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
We will return. You can join us tomorrow night, and you can also join us online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.